النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا، قيل ما رياض الجنة؟ قال حلق الذكر.
Sheikh is saying that Riyadul Jannah, the gardens of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are regarded as Riyadul Jannah, the gardens of Jannah. So he is saying, come into the gardens of Jannah, into Riyadul Jannah.
InshaAllah, waqt qasir bi ibnillah azza wa jal.
He said just a few minutes. The talk will be just a few minutes.
الحمد لله معز من أطاعه واتقاه ومذل من أضاع أمره وعصاه مجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أحبابنا الكرام، الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق كل شيء في هذا الكون لأجل هذا الإنسان.
وشيخ praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives disgrace. And thereafter conveying durood and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole universe for the benefit and for the use of mankind.
آخر مخلوق خلقه الله عز وجل هذا الإنسان.
And from the last of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insan, humanity, and they are for this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe for this humanity.
لذلك إذا قرأنا القرآن وجدنا سخر لكم متاعا لكم جعل لكم.
And if we turn the pages of the Quran Kareem and if we study the Quran Kareem, then we will see at various different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made the winds, the mountains, everything, the animals subservient to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole universe for our benefit.
لذلك طفل صغير يمكن أن يعني يمسك بخطام الجمل يجره لأنه مسخر له.
And he says that just look at the camel, that huge camel, a small child takes the reins, the strings of the camel and walks with it, and that camel is also subservient to the small child.
فكل هذا الكون لأجل هذا الإنسان.
So this whole universe is for the benefit and for the use of mankind.
ولقد كرمنا بني آدم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us and given us this honor of being insan.
وأسجد الملائكة لأبينا آدم.
And the malaika, they had to bow down and make a sujood towards our grandfather, our forefather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam.
فكل الكون لأجل هذا الإنسان، لكن هذا الإنسان لله عز وجل. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، لعبادة الله عز وجل.
And this whole universe has been created for our benefit, and we insan, humanity, we have been created for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have created insan for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وحقيقة هذه العبودية كما ذكر ابن عباس رضي الله عنه في هذه الآية وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا يعبدون أي ليعرفون لمعرفة الله عز وجل.
And according to the tafsir of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the reality, the real meaning of this verse is not just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so that we may come to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لأن قيمة الأمر بقيمة الآمر.
And the value of a certain thing, we learn it. When we learn about that thing, then we will learn the value of that thing.
يعني قيمة الأمر, الكماند, الأمر. فعندما يأتي الأمر لإنسان من إذا هو كان يعمل في العمل في الوظيفة من زميله في العمل أو من المدير مديره أو من الرئيس أو مثلا من رئيس الدولة, لماذا يقدم أمر رئيس الدولة أو الملك على بقية الناس مع أنهم كلهم بشر, ولكن قيمة الآمر جعلت قيمة للأمر.
And the value of a certain thing or a certain personality increases. like ordinary people, then you get people higher and higher and higher until you come to the ministers and the kings and the rulers, etc. And their instructions, their commands, etc. is very of a high degree, of a superlative degree, and it holds a lot of weight. So what they say is different compared to what a normal insan says, the common people say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is great, He is above all.
Malik al-Muluk jalla jalaluhu, amruhu kayf? Labud an yuqaddam ala kulli amr.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik al-Muluk, He is the King of Kings. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, that is also very great.
فحقيقة العبودية حتى يصبح الإنسان عابد لله عز وجل هو الذي يكون عارف بالله عز وجل يعرف الله عز وجل.
And the reality of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true meaning of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we fully recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So our worship mustn't just be restricted to just performing salah, etc. But we must learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and in that way we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, الذي عظمته لا يمكن وصفها وجميع المحامد من عنده وهو سبحانه منزح عن كل نقص وعيب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qualities, He is so great, He is so powerful, He is so mighty. And these beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot fathom, we cannot understand fully these qualities. So these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to learn, we have to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ولكن هذه حقيقة العبودية وطريقة العبودية هي طريق المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the reality of worship, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will this come about, how can we bring this about, is on the pathway of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لا يمكن عبادة الله عز وجل بأي طريقة من الطرق إلا طريق المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And there is no way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except and besides by following the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ولذلك صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل ما قال صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي في الصلاة في الحج خذوا عني مناسككم.
And in every aspect of our deen, in every walk of life, we have to follow the beloved pattern and the tariqah, the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that with regard to salah, that perform your salah like how you see me performing my salah. With regard to hajj, how you saw me doing the hajj, that's how you must do your hajj. So we cannot use our mentality and do ibadat on our own way or feel that we can do it like this, it may be better. No, we have to do it on the tartib, on the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
كما ذكرنا حقيقة العبودية معرفة الله عز وجل, طريقة العبودية طريق المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, وكامل صورة العبودية هي في أعظم أمر من أوامر الدين وهو الصلاة.
And from amongst this worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest form of ibadat, the greatest form of worship is the performance of salah.
هذه الصلاة هي صلة العبد بربه.
This performing of salah, this is a means of us linking ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وهي طريق الطلب من الله عز وجل وقضاء حوائجنا.
And by means of the salah, our needs, our necessities, etc. will be fulfilled.
وهي سبحانه وتعالى يعني أعظم أمر من أول ما يسأل الإنسان عنها يوم القيامة, أول ما يسأل عن أمر دينه يسأل عن الصلاة. إذا صلحت صلح سائر العمل, إذا فسدت فسد سائر العمل.
And he says that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us, then from amongst the first things that will be asked and that we have to answer for will be with regard to the salah that we performed, with regard to the salah, this instruction of salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the salah on that day, if our salah was correct, then everything else that will come after that, the questioning, etc., because of the salah that was correct, everything else will be correct. But if the salah was not right, it was not correct, etc., we performed it haphazardly, anyhow, with no care attitude, etc., then whatever will come after that will also be, there will be deficiency, etc., in it.
مثال الصلاة للجسد يعني مثالها مثال الرأس للجسد. قد يكون جسد بدون يد أو بدون رجل ممكن، لكن لا يمكن أن يكون جسد بدون رأس، وكذلك لا يمكن أن يكون مسلم بدون صلاة.
And the example in the parable of salah is like a human body. The greatness and the importance of the salah in the human body is like the head. A person, you can find a person that he doesn't have an arm, or he doesn't have a leg, or he cannot see something, there's some deficiency in him. But he will still be moving, he'll still be able to talk, or he will still be mobile, etc. But you cannot see someone moving around and he hasn't got a head. So a believer, salah in the life of a believer is same, that so much of importance, so much of stress has been laid that it is like the head in the body, so much of importance.
وكذلك حتى يعني نصلي الصلاة الحقيقية لابد من العلم.
And the salah, we cannot just perform it like that, but it is necessary that we acquire knowledge with regard to the salah, and then we can perform the salah properly.
لذلك هذا العلم هو نور العبودية.
And this ilm, this is the nur, this is the light, the effulgence that will come about in our salah.
لا يمكن الإنسان يسير في طريق مظلم لا يرى فيه شيء. لابد من النور حتى يمشي. وكذلك لا يمكن للعبادة أن تستقيم إلا بنور العلم.
And with darkness, a person imagine in a dark area, and a person who performs now, he performs his salah with knowledge, etc., then this light that he has is like moving in darkness.
وكذلك الطمأنينة في العبودية هي بذكر الله عز وجل.
And the
tranquility.
Tranquility in salah. The tranquility in salah is by the means of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And haqiqat dhikr Allah azza wa jal huwa istihdar an Allah yarani, yasma' kalami, ya'lamu sirri wa alaniyati, wa la yakhfa alayhi shay'un min amri. Fahadha al-insan la yumkin an yanzur ila ma la yurdi Allah azza wa jal, aw yasma' ma yurdi Allah azza wa jal, aw yatakallam bima la yurdi Allah azza wa jal, aw yataharrak fi ma la yurdi Allah azza wa jal. فحقيقة ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى استحضار أنه يراني ويسمع كلامي وعلم سري وعلانيتي.
And he's saying the reality of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this notion, with this thought in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing me. When we create this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me, etc., then because of this awareness, our dhikr will come to a different level, our dhikr will come to a different quality, and this will bring about more greatness in our ibadat.
وكذلك أحباب الكرام حتى نحفظ هذه العبودية لابد من أن نؤدي حقوق الآخرين.
And this salah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this knowledge, all these things, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we preserve it and how can we protect it is by means of looking after the rights of those that are around us, those people that are close to us, looking after the rights of humanity at large.
لأن المفلس يوم القيامة من يأتي بأعمال كثيرة ولكن يأتي قد شتم هذا وضرب هذا وأخذ مال هذا فيأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حتى إذا فنيت حسناته أخذت من سيئاته ثم ألقيت عليه ثم ألقي في النار.
And on the day of Qiyamah, when it is said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba that who is a muflis, a bankrupt person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the answer that a bankrupt person is that person on the day of Qiyamah. He will come with a lot of good deeds, mountains of good deeds, but he trampled somebody's rights, he swore somebody, he fought with somebody, he was always angry, etc. He made ghibat, etc. He trampled upon the rights of others, he usurped the rights of others. So on that day, all that goodness of his won't help him. Why? Because that goodness, that person that he was angry with, he fought with, he made ghibat with, the goodness will go to him, and eventually the evil of the person that he made zulam upon or he fought with, etc., that person's evil will go upon to that person. So he will be the real bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah.
وقبول هذه العبودية لا يمكن إلا بالإخلاص لله عز وجل.
And every single deed of ours, whatever we are doing with regard to deen, there has to be sincerity in it, and it has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قبول العبودية.
Thus, in this way, our ibadat, etc., will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah.
ونشر هذه العبودية بالدعوة إلى الله عز وجل.
And this ubudiyah, this worship, etc., recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things, how can the reality of this come alive is when we spread the deen and we make sacrifice for deen.
الدعوه الى الله الدعوه هي فطره الانسان ان يكون داعي لكن يدعو لاي شيء للشيء العظيم في قلبه.
This da'wah, this inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this supposed to be fitra, like a natural temperament in insan, that he's supposed to be calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's supposed to be natural in us that we call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني الفطرة أن يدعو الإنسان للشيء العظيم في قلبه. أي شيء يكون عظيم في قلب هذا الإنسان هو يدعو له. لذلك أصحاب العقار أو أصحاب المساكن بسبب أنهم وجدوا الفائدة وعظمة هذا الشيء من كل كلامهم ودعوتهم لهذه الأشياء. أصحاب السيارات، أصحاب المصانع، كل شيء، كل ما يرى الإنسان شيء عظيم في قلبه بفطرته هو يدعو إليه. لماذا نحن الآن لا نستطيع الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل؟ لأن عظمة الله وعظمة سنة رسول الله وعظمة الآخرة ليست في قلوبنا، فلم نكن دعاء إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى الدار الآخرة.
And what we regard as important, then we will call towards that thing. Different people in different spheres of life, in different faculties, etc., whatever they are doing, they recognize that as an important thing and they call towards that. So we have to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to make this the most important superior thing in our life is to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can recognize Allah and we can bring humanity at large to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَكَيْفَ نَجْلِبْ عَظَمَةَ اللَّهِ فِي قُلُوبِنَا لَا بُدْ مِنَ الْجُهُدِ.
And to bring that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts, into our lives, is only by one means, and that is by making sacrifice, by giving qurbani, by striving, etc.
يعني الإنسان إذا كم يحتاج حتى يشتري سيارة، هو يحتاج من الجهد وجمع المال حتى يشتري هذه السيارة، ولذلك إذا اشتراها يعني مجرد لو يعني شيء بسيط في هذه السيارة هو يشعر به كأنه في قلبه. لماذا؟ لأنه بذل وضحى من أجلها. لكن لأننا لم نبذل ونضحي لأجل هذا الدين فبالسهولة نفقد أوامر الله. لا بأس، ما صلى صلاة الفجر ولا يشعر بأي شيء، لكن يشعر بأي شيء يمس بيته، يمس سيارته، يمس أمواله، لأنه هو بذل من أجله.
Sheikh says that we take a lot of things and we give it importance, and our deen and the concern for our deen, etc., that sometimes we don't give it importance. Like for example, he says that so much effort we make, we work, etc., and we accumulate wealth, and thereafter we purchase a car. And once we purchase a vehicle, etc., we look after it, we give it great importance, and it has a great place in our heart. because we worked for it, we made effort for it, and then we purchased it. And now once we have the scar, even a small scratch, etc., we won't allow that to come on that car. Because now the greatness of this vehicle, the greatness of this car has come into our hearts. We made effort for it, we saved money for it, we purchased it, whatever. So the greatness of that has come into our hearts, and we wouldn't allow a scratch on that. But with regard to our deen, our Fajr Salaf, we don't perform it, or something, there's deficiency in our deen, etc., then that doesn't hurt us so much, because we did not make sacrifice, we did not make effort for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when there's deficiency in our salah or in our deen, then there's no concern, there's no worry, like with regard to that car.
لذلك أحباب الكرام نحن لماذا نخرج في سبيل الله حتى أولا نحن كيف نصلح حياتنا كيف تأتي عظمة الله في قلوبنا وعظمة سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عظمة الآخرة لذلك نحن نخرج في سبيل الله لأجل هذا وكذلك ندعو الناس للخروج في سبيل الله حتى يرزقنا الله وإياهم عظمة الله وعظمة رسوله وعظمة الآخرة.
And the primary objective, the main reason for striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that how can I rectify my life? How can deen come in my life? How can my deen get better? How can my salah get better? How can I start practicing on deen? And in this way, while I'm going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my life better, the people that I meet, the effect that it has on the communities and everywhere, by means of that effect, deen also comes alive. So we have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make effort for our deen, so that deen can come into our lives first, and in this way deen will come alive also.
Inshallah, تكونوا مستعدين, inshallah.
Inshallah, all of us are ready to bring this deen into our lives, inshallah, to strive, etc.
كم مستعدين لذلك?
Who is ready, inshallah? Who is ready to make some sacrifice, inshallah?
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
Inshallah, the Jamaat will be here today. Whoever wants to take the Jamaat out to meet Muslim brothers in the locality, etc., people that are performing Salah, people that are not performing Salah, people that are far from Deen, etc., use them. They want to go meet the brothers in the locality, inshallah. Talim will take place after Zohr, inshallah.